in the development of ammunition, and he wrote an article for one of these publications on the history of ammunition.
Really? And this is an interview with S. Morton Bowes at his home in Brookline, Massachusetts, and this is July 24, 1986, and Robert Brown, the interviewer. Perhaps we can begin at your beginning, or at least your recollections of your early years, your immediate family, because we're going to concentrate on your career in art, your grandfather and his business. What about your earliest childhood, primarily? You were born here in Brookline, weren't you?
I was born in Brookline, yes, so I'm stick in the mud. Both my wife and I were born here. She in this house, so we haven't moved far, as my siblings have. What would you like to hear about how early...
I'd like to hear. What was it like? What were early memories? What kind of a place did you grow up in?
Well, we grew up across Beacon Street, on starting at Kilsyth Road and then Salisbury Road, but finally, and for many, many years, on Gardner Road, Brookline. You're more interested in what has to do with the galleries, so I might mention that during those years, my father was almost always, it seemed to us as kids, traveling around the country on business. I remember table conversations of all sorts of intriguing sounding, far away places. It sounded romantic, like St. Louis and even Duluth, where I haven't been yet. And very often he was away 3 or 4 months at a time. I remember even once over Christmas, which was not happy for the kids, but he felt that this was necessary, and of course in those days there was no plane travel. So it was necessary to conserve your time, travel time. He was in California a great deal, and you didn't get back in a day on a trip to California. Once in a while he would bring customers with him to dinner. I remember one gentleman who came, I don't remember now whether he was from St. Louis or possibly Detroit. Father had been mentioning that Mr. Ballard was a live wire. I recall that at the dinner table, I looked at him steadily for a while and finally said loudly, "Is this the live wire?" Which I think pleased him probably rather.
Was your mother's involved in the business at all? What was her background?
She was not involved in the business except in a very supportive way. She had a family of 5 children to bring up and a house to maintain. She came from, both my father and mother came from Providence, where, as you know, I think our gallery was originally founded by my great-grandfather in 1841. Mother was the daughter of a Brown University professor, Alonzo Williams, professor of languages, and my parents met because he occasionally invited students, of whom my father was one, to the house. The gallery, of course, moved to Boston, as I think Bob will have explained, when my father got through college and took a trip to Europe, and then he finished in 1896, and 2 years later he opened in Boston under his own name, although it was the same firm.
Was your grandfather up in Boston occasionally too, or did he mainly stay in Providence?
He was very definitely up in Boston occasionally. I don't know whether Bob has gone into this, but he had during the 1880s, 90s, he had what, instead of galleries, he would call rooms, because it was simply a couple of rooms on Bromfield Street at one time, and then I think on School Street, where he would come a couple of times a week. And he had very good business in Boston with the prominent collectors of those days, such as Messrs. Wigglesworth and Higginson and others. It might be interesting, if not significant, to mention the sort of traveling he did in those days, which involved horse and buggy and train. The family lived on a farm in North Attleboro, Massachusetts, a regular working farm, which I remember as a child, is still going. And